Silence.
Oppenheimer.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Prey Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 231 of Nerd Pride Radio. 231. You know what?
Whoa. I have one.
Oh, you have one?
Another one.
Completely forgot I had one.
All right, well, go ahead.
From Emily.
Oh, all right, that's cool. Because,
231 is the South Dakota Board of Regents requirement that students have 4 years of high school English.
Nice. All right. I'll go with that one. Thank you, Emily. Ask me how I'm doing today. Go on. Ask me.
How are you doing today?
Thank you, Noah. I am awesome. My name is Mike Jones. I am a D&D / Pathfinder nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd, plus. There's like seven other kinds of nerd I only wish I was nerdy enough
and
to
I'm
be.
And I'm here to cover those seven other kinds of nerds, so.
And I am here with my favorite son, Aiden, who joins me on the mic every- I'm sorry, maybe if you did a podcast with me, you could be the favorite son. Sorry, loser. That's Noah in the background, actually.
Yeah!
I can say all this because Noah's here, and Eli's here, and Jacob is here because he's now homeless and jobless. So
remember way back in the day when you used code names for us? Because I don't know why.
Mike, no, so many
Jacob
decks.
Died 3 years ago. Let it go.
So anyway, you are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. As always, you're listening to the best-smelling podcast on the internet. That's right. Nerd Pride smells exactly like the opposite of zombie skunk farts. Yeah, I couldn't think of anything. So that was the most horrible thing I could think of, to then be the opposite. Because, all right, never mind. But you know what? I'm sure there's worse things, but
man,
they get too graphic.
Man, read the room, man.
Am I?
Nobody laughed.
I'm sorry, is it a room full of zombies? Is that what happened?
No, I'm just saying, like, get better.
I thought maybe if I explained it further.
Get better jokes,
it's just
my
dude. Dad, jokes are like frogs. The more you dissect them, the less funny they are.
See, now that joke is funny.
Okay. So anyway, before we get started into the podcast proper here. That's right. It's time for yet another installment in our all too frequent segment. Mike was wrong! Last week, somebody asked on the Podomatic or somewhere, what my favorite Animaniacs character was. I think it was Sarah Beth asked. And whatever stupid answer I gave was stupid and wrong, because my brother posted up on the forums and said Chicken Boo. And I'm like, oh, duh, of course. Chicken Boo was the greatest character. I love Chicken Boo. Look like human guys, but he's not a man. He's a Chicken Boo. Yeah, Chicken Boo was awesome. It was the same joke every week. They would have some famous character from history with a chicken-themed pun name, and they would treat him as if he was a human being, even though it's obviously Chicken Boo just wearing a Confederate uniform or whatever it is. He was General Beauregard that week. And then eventually someone, he's a giant chicken! A giant chicken, I tell you! Until he starts clucking and balking and the costume falls off, and then they all run him out of town. That's it. That's all Chicken Boo is, and yet hysterical every time. So, I was wrong. It was Chicken Boo. He's my favorite Animaniacs character.
I mean, actually, is that you really being wrong, or was this just Mike was mistaken?
Is there a difference between mistaken and wrong? If I was mistaken about it, that means...
What's a harsher word?
I don't know, stupid?
Yeah, no. This segment's called Mike is Stupid now.
All right, there you go. But wait, what's that sound?
Why is it so loud?
Because that's how we do it here. All right? It's time for a little feedback. And I got some feedback from Bonefish, who sent me email, private message. I don't remember where I got this. And he said, what's so sad about the flat earth versus round earth conspiracies is that they're both missing the obvious truth. The earth is hollow, and we live on the inside. Duh. And anything else is just lizard people propaganda. Don't fall for it, Mike! Okay. I appreciate that, Bone. Thank you. And, my response to him at the time was, actually, I followed the money. You are more right than you know. And, I made that joke just, you know, that if you follow the money, you would find out that, yes, Hollow Earth lizard people is the only thing that makes sense. But it got me to thinking, you know, there are so many things that they say follow the money. When you look at something big out there, something big that's being debated back and forth, a lot of times if you follow the money, who's paying for what? Who's paying to get what message put forward? It often is quite revealing.
Okay, hold on. If Earth is hollow, then where's that Tesla?
What?
Where's that car in space?
It never launched into space. That's CGI. It's like Star Wars. What, you think Star Wars is a documentary?
Is it not?
Yeah, see, exactly. Dude, it's all made up. So, my point about following the money is I had this thought, and I haven't actually pursued this at all, but when it comes to net neutrality, I mean, we all know what side of net neutrality we're on, right? We're all absolutely in favor of net neutrality, and we are all...
I mean, didn't it just get re-voted back in?
No, net neutrality is still out, but there are states working to put it back in. But on a national level, net neutrality is gone. Now look, all of us support net neutrality, and all of us can clearly see the evil telecom corporations who are spending all this money to try and make more money by being able to get rid of net neutrality and thus be able to pay for fast lanes and be able to pay for preferred service and be able to, or charge for, and all this. But then I thought about, yeah, but the other side of that? I mean, how much money did Google put into preserving net neutrality? And Facebook? And Amazon? And Netflix? And these are people who make a shit ton of money as a result of net neutrality, and they're willing to pay huge amounts of cash in order to preserve a system that helps them make more money. And therefore, yeah, you know, we like their tune, and we're all on their side, but it also made me wonder, you know, they're good at crafting a message. How accurate is it? It makes me wonder, is net neutrality as cut and dried as I seem to think it is, as everyone around me seems to think it is? Because, you know, all the smartest people I know are in favor of net neutrality, so therefore it must be right. But, I don't know. It makes me wonder. And again, and I haven't examined that at all. But it was just a reminder that I haven't examined that at all. It's a reminder that I just am taking this on faith that, yeah, this all makes perfect sense, but is it possible that there's an underlying something going on here and that we're being fed a message that works the best for these people and that maybe it's a little more nuanced than we're thinking?
Nope.
Is it possible?
Nope.
I don't know. So, this is how conspiracy theories
start. I like to
live
in ignorance.
So, yeah, this is so much simpler, man. I'm with you. So, anyway, just something that hit me. But, again, I haven't delved into it, and I probably won't because I actually do like the living in ignorance thing. My son is right. All right, enough of all that crap. It's time for the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast. This is the time for me and Aiden where we talk about whatever has been on our minds for the last week. If something strikes us as interesting during the course of our busy, busy weeks, and they are tremendously busy, we add it to the master list, and then the very best stuff off of that list gets spewed out all over you guys every week when we record.
You lucky dogs.
Straight into it. First up, this is a science fiction double feature. That's right. Here at Nerd Bright Radio, you get not one, but two movie reviews for the same low price.
This is the first time we've done two in a real long time, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Well, I actually saw two movies this week. And the first of those movies, this is the one I know you guys are all waiting for. I went to see Life of the Party. That's right. New Melissa McCarthy vehicle. No, I know. You're moaning and groaning, but you don't get it. Melissa McCarthy, her husband leaves her. All right, she's this middle-aged woman, and her husband leaves her.
I saw the trailer.
Just as their daughter is going off for her senior year of college. And so, now as a newly divorced woman who never finished her own degree, Melissa McCarthy goes back to college with her daughter. Hysterical. Come on, right? Right? Now you want to see it. You just didn't know what it was about.
No. It looks so bad. It looks like a movie full of situations that would never happen in real life.
Yeah, but did you see it?
Yeah. I saw it.
Dad saw it.
I saw it.
I'm going to take his word on it.
And my son is right. It was absolutely full of these bizarre situations that would never in a million years occur the way they did on screen. But that doesn't matter because they're not supposed to. It's an absurdist comedy. I'll tell you, the first half hour of this movie, a little slow, a little painful, but then it kind of picked up its speed.
And was still painful?
It was... Okay. Did you ever see Melissa McCarthy in Identity Thief? No, of course you didn't. Because who would do that? Well, I would. All right? And Identity Thief was a terrible movie. All right?
At least I watched...
Terrible movie.
Good, bad horror movies. But you watch just... horror shows of movies.
You know what? I am willing to take this bullet for my viewers. That's what I'm saying. Listeners. They're not viewers. Damn it. You're not watching anything.
Flame Blade might.
So, here's the thing. I saw Identity Thief, and Identity Thief was a terrible, horrible movie. Especially, like, the first half of this movie, two-thirds of this movie, terrible. And then suddenly, it picked up where Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman have now teamed up, and it's now more of a buddy comedy. And the last half hour of that movie was brilliant. It was super hysterical. I had a lot of fun watching it. But that was just the last 30 minutes of the film, while the rest of it was just painful and terrible. And the last 30 minutes did not make up for anything. And so that was a waste of my time. Don't watch Identity Thief. But Life of the Party, this one gets its swing. It takes, again, takes that first half hour. But this one gets into its swing. And then once it's there, making good use of everyone's talents. It was a good, funny movie. Yeah, stupid. Completely stupid. Who cares? But I had a few good laughs. And you know what? It's been a long end of the school year here, and we needed a break, and this was the perfect thing for us. And so me and my wife went and saw it together. We had a great time. We laughed. Now, it's not a high recommend or anything, but if you've got MoviePass and it's free, why wouldn't you? All right. And then, is that it? Is that everything we saw this weekend?
There was also Deadpool 2.
Oh, we did see Deadpool 2.
And we're not allowed to say spoilers.
Right, and this will be completely spoiler-free. Let me see how I can put this without giving anything away. Did you see Deadpool? Did you see the first Deadpool movie, listeners? Did you? Yeah, of course you did. Did you like it? Okay, then, go see this one. I mean, that's really all there is to it. If you liked the first Deadpool movie, you're going to get more of that in this movie. It's awesome. It's really, really fun. So, and because of his success in the first movie, he's been given more license to make fun of X-Men properties and Marvel properties and a little bit more free reign. You can see that he's got a little more license to do what he wants in this one. As if the first one wasn't, you know, irreverent enough. Yeah, this one, you can see that the gloves are off. And it was fun. We had a great time. Laughed the whole way through. Couple of my kids cried. But you know what? They're softies. All right? Don't fall for it. It's all good. So.
But Jay was crying when the henchman died, so.
This. I think you're thinking of Ice Age.
Oh, no, no, yeah, I'm thinking of Diego.
Yeah, you're thinking of Diego. So, sorry, Jacob. Jacob hates us. So what can I say about Deadpool that I can say without giving away spoilers? I mean, look, if you've seen the ads, It's not a spoiler to know that they're bringing in a whole bunch of new characters, specifically X-Force related characters, and that was pretty badass. That was cool stuff. I don't know what else to tell you guys. It was awesome. What else can you say that isn't spoiler related?
I thoroughly enjoyed the film.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, one thing worth mentioning is, yeah, he got the free range to talk about more of what they want. And according to Ryan Reynolds himself, they got to put in every single joke they want except a Disney joke. They weren't allowed to make Disney jokes.
That is so sad.
They made a few DC jokes, too.
Yeah. They went right out there. And it was, look, yes, it is Deadpool. He's breaking the fourth wall nonstop. There's lots of things that are, you know, meta and self-referential, and, you know, there's, you know, he makes some jokes about Ryan Reynolds at times. There's all sorts of stuff in it. And yet, the heart of it is there, and it's still a moving story that you actually give a crap about, even though you know it's all gonna end in comedy. You still give a crap about it. It's a lot of fun. I got nothing else to say. Like I said, you liked the first one. Go see the second one. What do you got, Noah? That is not, again, no spoilers.
Nothing about the story.
It's just a good family movie in general.
You know what?
Yeah.
It is. I would say that it is absolutely a family movie. We took our whole family, and we had a blast. And, you know, you get a little leery because you're going to see Deadpool 2, and you know what you're in for here, and you're bringing your 12-year-old to it. I was sitting next to, because it was really crowded, I was sitting next to a young woman who was probably around 30 to 35, somewhere in there, and she brought in two kids who were younger than Noah. So she had like a 10-year-old and a 9-year-old or something like that, and all three of them had a blast. And I mean, like, I almost wish they hadn't been giggling so much through the whole film. It was a little distracting, but yeah, I didn't feel bad. There were families everywhere in this place. It's a family film. So, all right. I guess we're done with that.
All right. Now it's time for our segment with no intro music.
No, we have intro music.
Do we?
Yeah, you missed out. In fact, you can't tell because I'm not doing it live, but it's playing right now.
Is it?
Yes, because Trepanwitz is when you think of the perfect thing to say, but you come up with
it
way too late.
Now.
Yeah, you come up with it way too late, and you're already on your way out the door, and you know there's no way to deliver it. Well, my son and I have a podcast where we get to rectify whatever we want. So, this is Trepanwitz. Okay, so on last week's podcast, we talked about scouting, and we talked about the move that the scouts have made to not allow girls, or to now allow girls into boy scouting, and the people who are upset about the idea of letting girls in. And during that, Aiden and I both started doing imitations of the kind of ignorant people who don't want girls in their Boy Scouts.
I mean, they have the gold award. They're fine.
Right. Okay. Right. And so we started doing imitations of that, and we both used the same phrase. So, we're gonna back up and we're gonna start this over. Ready? Go. Look.
It's called Boy Scouts.
That's right. It's called Boy Scouts, not Adam and Steve.
Oh!
See, that's what I should have said. Oh, goodness. Adam and Steve was funny. All right. See, we're done. That's it. Yeah, that's right, Jacob. I explain my jokes after I do them. I tell them where the punchline was so that they won't miss it.
I still missed it. Can you explain further?
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. So, last week when we did, it's called Boy Scouts.
Right.
Not Boys and Girl Scouts or
exactly.
Whatever we said.
And so then, but see, then we turned it on its head by saying it's called Boy Scouts, not Adam and Steve.
I was like really hoping that you guys would just keep talking over each other.
Yeah, I was trying to, but Mike wouldn't do it.
I actually blame you more for that. You kind of lost where you were.
Okay, so anyway,
I'm the antagonist here.
We're done. We're done with that. I don't even know what our next segment is. Quit crying. And we're going to call that the end of the meticulously plotted portion of the podcast. So, as a special treat for you, Aiden, I'll let you determine how long we go on the Podomatic this week.
I actually have votes.
What? Oh, you have votes?
Yeah.
Wow. Nope, none of my people on the website were willing to vote on this. All right,
and,
so what do we get?
It comes out to about 4 to 5 seconds is where we want to keep it.
All right. I don't know if I know how to judge that.
We have a... See how that little time...
Oh, thing? Where our voices show up and it actually counts off the seconds? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's time for the Pod-O-Matic. Not bad. Now, if only R2 had been out here for us. Hot dog, this is the Nerd Pride Radio Pod-O-Matic. At the end of every cast, we bring out R2 and his fully pimped out Pod-O-Matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And Aiden. And where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, that is where you guys come in. You want to hear us have wrong about something? Send your question or topic to us by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums. We will add it to our Pod-O-Matic list. Pod-O-Matic is about whatever you want it to be. And you'll notice that Aiden did not pitch in with me on the whatever you want it to be, because he was so busy being conscientious and actually getting the list rolled down to our first number of 91.
So we could actually be ready for the first time ever in 321 episodes.
That has never
episodes.
Happened. So,
episopes.
Yes, episopes. It's from Kyle. Kyle says, how's your yard? You a yard guy? Garden at all? No, we don't garden here. And no, I'm not much of a yard guy. I have kids that keep it mowed. And
I'd say you're about 2 yards.
I'll go out, twice a year and, you know, do some weed treatment and maybe some edging and this kind of stuff, but not obsessive about it like Dad was. No, not us. So yeah, 2 yards because I'm 6 foot tall, almost 5'11¾". So yeah, no, it was a good joke, but once I get a rhythm going, it's so hard for me to stop. I am just obsessive. I'm focused. I'm sorry. So wait a minute, we weren't done with this question.
Oh man, now we are.
Kyle says, we garden, you know that, but I'm not a yard guy. My yard looks like shit. Why does everyone care about their yard?
Because the city tells us we need to, or else we'll get a fine.
Well, as long as we keep it trimmed short, as long as we cut the grass, the city doesn't care. And that's about it. So, yeah, I don't know. Everybody thinks you have to have that curbside appeal. They think that, you know, first impressions and all that. That seems like so much work for me, but what do
and,
I know?
And the next one is 90 from Noah.
90 from Noah?
Wait, can I read it? Can I read it since it's for me?
Yes.
All right. For El Grappadoro, what is your signature move?
Well, if you must know my signature move, it only works in a tag team match, but I take the other two wrestlers and smash them together.
And what do you call that move?
The stapler!
Next number is 56. 56 is from...
Kid.
56 is from... Yeah, hold on. It's not mild racism.
It's more than a bit spicy racism.
It is...
It's some very...
This is a long-term character that we have had going for years. His name is Apu, and... All right. 56 is from Talvin. And Talvin says, what do you think the purpose of Stonehenge really was? It was a prehistoric mosh pit, wasn't it?
You know what? I was about to give a real answer, but no. It's a prehistoric mosh pit. What else could it be?
Yeah, it was, look, it was some sort of calendar.
Really?
And I don't know what they were.
Do you not know about the other buildings?
What?
We found other buildings.
Yeah, I know. Look, there was also, across the river, or upriver, there was Woodhenge, supposedly.
Well, but we also have more Stonehenge.
Yes, I know.
That were like actual buildings that we actually know sort of the function for.
Right.
And we think that Stonehenge might have just been another building.
No, but Stonehenge, was, it, I mean, look, the stones were lined up in a circle and also lined up with the equinox and therefore,
really?
Yeah. So, I mean, there had to be a ceremonial religious function to it. And also,
I saw no sacrificial stone there.
If I understood correctly from, the second or third hand information I have about this new documentary. It was explained to me by Yancey, and sometimes I'm not paying full attention when he's talking. So, yeah, I'm really drunk at work. It is hard. It is hard to get by. So,
what's your poison, printer ink?
Yeah. So, anyway, if I understood correctly, that there are, bodies buried around Stonehenge, that it was like, the point of view being pushed by this particular documentary was that Stone represented death and the afterlife, and so therefore, it marked one of the equinoxes, and it was used for burials mostly and for religious ceremonial purposes. Whereas Woodhenge was across the river or whatever, and wood represented life, and it lined up with the opposite equinox, and that was where the people actually lived, and I don't know if any of that makes any sense, or if it's just all some bullshit theory that someone, was trying to push. Who knows? But that's what I heard.
Oh, I'm Mike and Aiden. I'm not even going to acknowledge the possibility of aliens.
All right. Yes, there is a lot of evidence that says it was probably aliens. Yes.
Also the pyramids.
But that doesn't really work out with my whole Stonehenge-Woodhenge thing, so I'm just ignoring all the spaceship traces. So.
7.
07.
7, cheese.
7 is from Ronster. Ron says, what do you do for fun when your family's not around? Let's see. Usually, when my family is not around, I play on the internet, I watch movies, and then I go to bed early. Like, when my family's not here, I'll, like, wind up getting bored and just turning in at, like, you know, 9 o'clock at night because, you know what? There's just nothing else to do. I'll just go to bed now. So, I'm really boring when my family's not around, but, you know,
I mean, you're boring when your family is around, so.
So, yeah, exactly. I'd be really, it's not that different.
All right, 16.
16 is from somebody, there it is.
Once told me the world is gonna roll me. I thought it sounded like that too.
It's from Walrus. Walrus says, tell me about WEG Die 6 Star Wars.
What?
What's your opinion? I never played it. I never owned it. Look, the only thing I know about West End Games is that they made Paranoia, for which I thank them. All right? I never did pick up the Die 6 Star Wars. I knew that it existed. I saw the books out there forever. Never once picked them up. Never flipped through them. So I really have no idea. I assume it was good? I don't know. Or not? You'll have to tell me. No clue.
89.
89 from... Let's see. 89 is from Kyle. Ooh, I like Kyle. Kyle says, what's the last alcoholic drink you had? When did you have it? And how much did you drink?
I don't think I'm allowed to legally contribute to this,
Yeah, no.
To this.
Stay back. It's okay.
I got this.
Nah, I have no idea.
Last night.
Let's see. Well, yeah. You guys all tried the mimosa last night.
It
counts.
Yeah.
I didn't have any of it. I didn't try it because I hate champagne.
Oh, so, I thought you did.
No, I wish I could count that.
You're not like
the
cool kid.
That would be an easy answer. I can't do that one, though. Boy, I think the last time I had anything would have been around Christmas time. And it would have been some...
Body once told me.
Some leftover hard root beer that I had out at my in-laws' place while we were playing board games. And I probably had 2 or 3 of them. If I remember correctly, that would be the last time I've had anything to drink. Nothing exciting. This is the last one. 51. 51 is from... Oh, darn it. There we go. Aha! 51 is from Kyle. Surprise. Kyle says, if Aiden is not co-hosting, then leave this question in the Podomatic for a time that he is. Okay, Aiden, you're fired.
It's a Podomatic for me. It's a Podomatic specifically for me.
All right, he stopped my hand before I could get to ringing the bell again. Otherwise, all right, Aiden, you're rehired.
Woo.
Otherwise, have Aiden answer this question.
Yes.
What's your top five horror movies of all time?
Oh boy. I mean, that's a broad question because I don't really have, like, I rate horror movies on different scales. I have, like, my enjoyment of them, how scary they actually
are. Just answer the question, Claire.
I don't know. Like, that's a... Oh my.
You're gonna have to come up with something, kiddo.
I actually have it now. I got some thinking.
Is it because we paused the podcast for 5 minutes?
Shut up. not in any order, but these are my top five. Is Cabin in the Woods.
Excellent.
Purely for the concept behind it.
Yep, I love Cabin in the Woods, everything about it.
Then I have Get Out.
Love Get Out.
Masterfully done. It.
Yep, I can't argue with It.
It because it was a really good movie. And The Grudge is on my top horror movies because it gave me nightmares for 7 years.
Because Grudge was, I think, the first movie for you and for Jacob that scared the living crap out of both of you.
It was our first horror movie.
Yeah, the first real horror movie you guys watched.
My first was Evil Dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And yeah, you pushed out of the claymation. That's right. So, it's not his fault. Claymation hurts him.
He couldn't watch Frankenweenie. I mean,
the Uncanny Valley disturbs him to a degree that he cannot keep going.
And then my fifth is Babadook.
Nice, very nice. I can't argue with any of those because I don't have a list prepared. I am even less prepared than you are. So I'll give you those. Oh wait, his question's not done. What was the most disappointing horror movie you've ever watched? So not necessarily the worst, but the one that was most disappointing. So,
off the top of my head, it's Open House.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say Hillary's America, but yeah, whatever. So,
no, disappointing horror movie.
Oh,
so Hillary's America.
Hillary's America. All right. And that was the last one. We are all done. So, is
and 33
is from. See, the trick is
from Kyle.
You say you're done. One sooner than you really want to. This was when I was in college, and I went to eat at my roommate's house, my roommate Kai. His mom was from Vietnam, and she had some amazing recipes. And there was something about food for her that she would stuff you full of food from the moment you walked in the house till the moment you left. And so when you sat down to a meal with her, I literally, after several meals, learned that, once I'm ready for one more serving, that's when I tell her I'm full, because then she will force me to eat one more serving. And I will have to protest, but she'll give it to me, and then I'll eat it, and then I'll be full, and when I say no after that, then she'll leave me alone. All right? And I figured that out, and then, if this sounds familiar to you, it's because Ray Romano makes the same joke about Italian moms. But it wasn't a joke, so I'm assuming Ray Romano wasn't joking in the stand-up act either, because, it wasn't kidding. So, that's the trick I've learned with Aiden. So all I have to do is quit one early. He gets the one out of the way. We're set. And this one is from Kyle. And Kyle says, you're having dinner with Amy Adams.
Uh-oh.
Y'all are really hitting it off. She knows that you're married and you have kids. But she's clearly flirting with you hard. This is your last night at the business conference for both of you. And you and your wife have already discussed that she's one of the celebrities that, if you could, you could. So my question is, how awkwardly do you leave the dinner before going back to the hotel room to brag to your wife about what happened? Oh my God! So awkwardly! There's no way. Look, assuming that Amy Adams is on my list, and that my wife had given me permission, that, if you ever run into her, you go right ahead. Alright? Yeah, there's no way I could, not even a slim chance in hell that I could follow through on that. No.
As if you're her type.
Well, again, for purposes of this hypothetical, I am exactly Amy Adams type. All right. I would absolutely go stumbling out of there awkwardly and I mean, I would embarrass myself. I would embarrass myself terribly trying to make apologies for not wanting to have sex with her. I mean, I want to, but you know, obviously, look, I can't, you know, you're great and all, but I'm gonna, thank you, but no, I can't. It would be terrible. Absolutely terrible. So, how about you? You'd just do her. Okay.
Who's Amy Adams?
God, Arrival.
Like the main one.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, see? Cool.
God, how much of a question? Your favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
Who's Amy Adams? God.
I don't know actors.
By the way, did you hear that? That was like a dead-on impression. Like, the listeners out there, when I said, who's Amy Adams? They're like, wait, why would Aiden say that?
I did say that. What do you
mean? I know, but why would he say it again? Because it sounded so much like you. Well, because, right, why would he say it in response to himself?
Am I not saying who's Amy Adams over and over and over?
I get it now. All right. So anyway, that's the Podomatic. GLaDOS, give us a recap.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
Okay, before we get into the credits here, I have one more installment in our all too frequent segment. Mike was stupid. All right.
And he was wicked stupid.
Wicked stupid. So, while we were paused there for GLaDOS, Jacob says,
hey Dad, you know,
because that's exactly what he sounds like. He said,
my voice is deeper than Aiden's.
He said, that's right, way deeper than Aiden's. He said,
you know, Dad, if you're going to keep calling me out for sexist stuff, you really shouldn't say things like pussed out, which, damn it, he's exactly right. I shouldn't have. I feel terrible. I caught it when I said it, and normally, you guys know me, I'll back up and I'll correct myself, but this one, we were in a rhythm and other people got to talking, and I thought I'd let it slide. Maybe no one would notice, but obviously everyone noticed, and now I have to own up to it. Yeah, no, that was wrong and sexist, and I shouldn't have said pussed. That was just bad. So
thank goodness he didn't puss out. I'm apologizing.
That's right. This podcast is copyright 2018 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk.
By me?
Yeah, by Aiden Kronk. Yes, it's completely by you. My bumper music this week was Weezer's In the Garage. Me First and the Gimme Gimmies with Science Fiction Double Feature, and our Treppin' with Music by some public domain dude named Bach, but performed by David Short, and that's what matters. So, let's see, all the music that I use except Treppin' with is available on iTunes, although I'm sure Bach is available on iTunes somewhere. Probably.
Probably on iTunes.
Probably. Maybe. Check him out, buy him, enjoy him. I wouldn't put him in my podcast if I didn't love him. If you guys want to do something nice for this podcast, write us a nice review, or give us a crappy review, but give us 5 stars. I'm sorry, I don't have the stuff in front of me, and Aiden is not helping me out here.
I'm not supposed to know the outro. You're supposed to know it there after it 5 years, 231 episodes.
So you keep throwing out numbers like that means something. I don't get it. There it is. Yeah, give me 5 stars. That makes a difference, blah, blah, blah. But better than that, recommend it to your friends, because if you're enjoying it, spread the word and let other people enjoy it. Word of mouth is my bread and butter, people. Remember, I'm
bread
always...
Bread and butter people. That'd be a great planet.
Oh, my God, the bread and butter people. That's a great name for a short story, bread and butter people.
They're made of bread and butter.
Remember, I'm always looking for you listeners to do my work for me, as Emily did this week to give me a nerd fact for 231. Don't forget to send questions and topics to me for the Podomatic. Watch out every week on the forums on Facebook for listener betrayal. And, again... If you have a really interesting nerd fact about 232, 233 maybe, save me all that grueling research. Send it my way. My contact information, mike@nerdprideradio.com, @nerdprideradio on Twitter, facebook.com/nerdprideradio. But to be completely honest, the very best way to talk to me is come sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. Sign up, send me a message, we'll hang out together. We'll become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. So. I'm sorry. And now it's time for listener betrayal. Before I start recording every podcast, we send out notes to people on Facebook and on my forums and to Aiden's secret platinum member list. And we tell people we're recording. Anything that they say, we'll read off at the end of the podcast. That is what we're doing right now. So, on my forums, I said, hey, ask us anything. And then I also said, also, nobody's been responding on the forums for like 3 or 4 weeks in a row. Explain what Aiden and or I did wrong that has everyone on the site mad at us. And so my first response is from Eliahad. And Eliahad says, oh, you didn't hear? I'm not sure if I'm the one who's supposed to be saying this, but everybody else got voted off the site. There's just me left. I think it was Phil Connors doing it. I guess you could ask him, or maybe Kyle. You should call Kyle. Yeah, we did. We had a Kyle set up a contest where he listed every member of the site, and then we just took turns voting people off or voting people back on until there's only one left, and Eli won. So Eliahad follows that up with a post that says, no, seriously, he's your brother. Call him. Oh, man. And then Flame says, I'm mean because there's no transcripts. Oh, yeah, that would, sorry, dude. We'll get to it, I swear. Hell, even Laurel and Yanny had transcripts, and perfectly done. Oh, God, Flame. All right, and then Flame follows up with a third post. Says, finally, Manamana Godball Dueling Time? I don't know if I'm supposed to be singing that or not. Manamana. God, no, it said no rhythm to it. Oh, I know. There, I just discovered that Eli and Flame are off playing God Ball without me while I'm recording a podcast. So, sad. All right. Next up, hold on. There was one up here that I thought I was going to respond to. Maybe. Oh, should I call Kyle?
Yeah. No. Right now, let's call Kyle.
No, I think.
Speakerphone, let's do it.
No, it's 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. I actually think it's past his bedtime. I would hate to do that to him. So, let's see. And then, over on Facebook, I posted up and said, now recording episode 231. Post whatever comes to mind and you can be a part of it. Also, explain why people who reply to the podcast on Facebook are inherently superior to the ones who reply on my forums. And the only response I have is from Patrick. DM Darks, he says, well, they're obviously more superior because they have access to the Facebook app on their phones, which implies that they have access to better technology, and better technology means you have access to more money, which, according to what I've learned this year, means you're inherently a better person. Oh, yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
You gotta follow the money.
Exactly true. All right, well done, Pat. Thank you.
All right, and
what do the Platinum subscribers have for us?
We have from Emily first.
What was the question?
Me and my dad are recording. If there's a topic you'd like us to talk about, or if there's anything you'd like us to read off, now's your chance. Also, give me some spoilers for Deadpool 2.
Sweet. What do we got?
Emily says that the trailer plot is a fake-out. It's really a rom-com with Deadpool and Cable.
That's so sweet.
Derek says for us to talk about the Senate net neutrality news.
Wow. There's more. Oh, there is more news?
Yeah, they voted to keep net neutrality. I told you this, and then you shot me down.
Because I assume that you're stupid. When did that happen?
Like,
just this last week.
Oh, God.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Jake.
Senate, net neutrality. Why didn't you help him
so
out?
I'm so confident. You just backed up so much, so.
So you couldn't even help your brother out?
I.
Wow, you have no. Oh, no sense of loyalty.
This is your fault, Jacob.
Wow, no, they were absolutely right, and I was super wrong. Mike is wicked stupid. I can't believe it. Look, I follow net neutrality news. I even had it on my master list to talk about this week just as a lark, and I didn't even catch it. Wow, how cool. Hurdles still remain after Senate votes to, but it's just the Senate, so it's not like it's law yet.
Mm-hmm.
It would still have to go through the House, and we'll see, because I doubt the House will have the courage for it. But we'll see. We'll see.
Then she follows up with, talk about how much you missed my feedback last podcast. I mean, not really. We had other people responding. We had some good topics. I mean, your input's always appreciated, but I'm trying to make it seem like we don't
need Emily to respond. Even
right,
totally
right.
Do.
No, because I think our best plan is to attack our listeners.
Yeah.
Especially ones who have been really loyal and contributed a lot to the podcast.
No, we really
should definitely denigrate them and make
really
them feel like crap about themselves.
All of your input, especially you, Emily.
So, Emily, you suck and you're stupid.
And yes.
Is what Aiden is saying.
We did miss your betrayal.
Have you thought of hiring Aiden as, like, your PR guy?
What? Thought about it? Yes. What do you think his new job is?
She wants to know if I'm free after recording.
Yes.
Yes, Emily, I am free after recording.
She can't hear you yet. You have to respond.
Also, talk about moving Jacob if you haven't already. Hold on, let me move Jacob.
Don't touch me.
Okay.
Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Aiden.
I can't move Jacob,
Aiden didn't help at all. Moving Jacob this weekend. He went over to help pack up last weekend, and apparently he went over there and ate all of Jacob's food and then just took a nap. So, clearly...
Only one of those things is true.
You didn't work, but you took a nap? That's the true part?
Didn't work, but he bought me food.
All right. So, anyway. Actually, moving Jacob this week was not bad. We decided...
Can we just add out to the end of that sentence, please? It's moving Jacob out. We're not literally hoisting up Jacob and moving him.
We carried him on our shoulders like a football homecoming hero. It was awesome.
Gatorade included, just all over him.
But I just got to tell you that all of our family happens to be out of town. There's camping and there's a fishing trip and so all the people we know with trucks are gone. And so I looked into it, and a U-Haul only cost us like $35 for the day. And I'm like, God, you know, if I had borrowed someone's truck, drove it all the way over to Wayne and then back again, I would have put that much gas in it anyway. So $35, whatever. And so we paid $35 for a U-Haul. We had 4 hours to do it. He had a storage unit to put it all in. And so me and Eli and Jacob got all of Jacob's furniture carried out to the U-Haul, carried over the storage unit, got put away, everything fit exactly perfect, and we had the truck for 4 hours, we got it returned after 3.5, timing couldn't have been better, it was a really pleasant day, it was a good bonding experience. I'm sorry you missed it, Aiden, because he was at work the whole day, but we had a really good day, so it was very pleasant.
Alright, and our next listener portrayal is from Jacob.
Oh, sweet, alright,
I
like that guy.
He says, I thought the addition of Dogpool was a bit much. I liked him in the comics, but he didn't translate well to the film.
Well, because it was mostly just Dino Mutt jokes redone for Deadpool. It's not like it's...
I mean, yeah.
And that was the lamest part, as much as I enjoyed the movie. Yes. Okay?
From Stephanie, Spidey Pool confirmed. Wade Wilson gives up his life of crime fighting to become a comic book shop owner to spread his story since he's not about PG ratings.
Oh, God, I don't even remember any of that. Did I sleep for that part?
I think, yeah. I mean, it was like a 6-hour movie.
Oh, my God. It was long. You get your money's worth, though. That's what I'm saying.
All right, the next listener portrayal is from Mike.
Oh, I like him, too.
Mike says, same complaint I had with Spider-Man Homecoming. Too much Tony Stark. On the other hand, the nano suit he builds for Deadpool is badass.
That really was my favorite part.
The next one is from, Zach. Hey, welcome to the show, Zach.
Oh, hi, Zach.
Zach says, man, Thanos was a weird addition. I mean, the actor's in it, at least.
Yeah, come on. Alright, yes, that's true. But you really could've run with that, Zach.
Yeah, you really could've. The next one is from Sam. Deadpool kills Thanos, makes it a super exaggerated fight with Michael Bay direction.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm enjoying the hell out of these. These are great.
The next one is from Katie. Dicks are actually shown.
Oh my God. So many dicks. Now, hold on.
It was weird that Cable's dick was half robotic, but...
It was seriously just the one montage dream sequence, whatever it was, thing. It was very psychedelic, and he was doing this hallucinatory kaleidoscope-looking thing with dicks coming in from every angle, so it's not like the whole movie is full of dicks, and it certainly wasn't sexualized in any way. But you did get to see some Robocock. That's all I'm saying. All
right, and the next one is from Trey. He completely ignored me and said, congratulate me on my class of 2018 for graduating today.
Oh, hey, congratulations.
And then he follows it up with a response to my actual question. And, he says, and, Cable may or may not have sex with Deadpool.
May or may not. You know they're down the clown. Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's all I got.
Sweet. That was an excellent set of spoilers. I'm very happy with that.
Oh, wait, wait, nope, nope, I got more.
Okay, what do you got?
It's loading. Give it a second.
What amazing timing. God, this person is super lucky to squeeze it in under the wire here.
Yeah, hold on, it's still loading.
Oh my God. Is it a picture of his own dick? Is that...
I sure hope not.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to fill some airtime here.
Yeah, please do.
Is that all right with you guys? This podcast is copyright 2018 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is, come on, man. What has taken us so long?
You keep saying you're typing and nothing's happening.
We got nothing here. Typing. Huh. Oh my God. All of that was because, for some reason, Aiden's phone tells him that Jacob is still typing, so he thought Jacob was still sending us something. And Jacob is sitting over there wondering what the big brouhaha is, because he's not typing anything.
Brouhaha?
Yes, brouhaha. It's millennial slang. You probably wouldn't be familiar with it. And so it turns out that there wasn't yet another edition. I thought Jacob had sent something right under the wire, and it turns out no, it was just Aiden's stupid phone. So, Aiden's phone was wrong. All right.
Aiden's phone was wicked wrong.
I got nothing else. So,
Aiden's phone was wicked stupid.
Hey, Noah. Say goodnight to everybody.
Goodnight to everybody.
Goodnight to everybody.
Sweet. Jacob, do you want to say anything?
Anything.
Awesome. Eli's gone. Aiden?
Yeah. Goodnight, everybody. Have a nice night.
And R2 would say goodnight, but he's already gone to bed. So we're out of here. I love you
whoa,
guys.
Whoa, whoa, we'll whoa, 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 no, no, no. Yes.
See you next week.